Jeremiah chapter 44. This is the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews who dwelled in the land of Egypt, who dwell at Migdol, and at Tahpanhes, and at Noph, and in the country of Pathros, saying this: Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, You have seen all the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Judah, and understand, this day they are a desolation, and no one dwells within them. Because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense, and to serve other Elohim, whom they did not know, neither they, nor you, nor your forefathers. Howbeit I sent to you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them. And they said, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they did not listen, nor did they incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense to other Elohim. For this reason my fury and my anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as it is this day. For this reason now, thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, and the Elohim of Israel, for what reason do you commit this great evil against your souls? To cut off from you yourselves men and women, child and suckling, out of Yehuda, to leave you none to remain. In that you provoke me to wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense to other Elohim in the land of Egypt, where you've gone to dwell, so that you can cut yourselves off, and so that you can be a curse and a reproach amongst all the nations of the earth? Have you forgotten the wickedness of your forefathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Yehuda, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they've committed in the land of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled to this day, neither have they feared, nor they walked in by my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your forefathers. For this reason, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, understand that I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Yehuda. And I will take the remnant of Yehuda that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to travel there, and they will all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt, and they will even be consumed by the sword, by the famine, and they will die from the least even to the greatest by the sword and by the famine. And they will be an execration, and an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach. Because I will punish them who dwell in the land of Egypt, just as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Yehuda, who have gone into the land of Egypt to travel there, will escape or remain, so that they should return to the land of Yehuda, to the which they have a desire to return, to dwell there. For none of them will return, but such as shall escape. And then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense to other Elohim, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying this: As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of Yahweh, we will not listen to you. But we will certainly do whatever thing goes forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, to pour out drink offerings to her, as we have done, we and our forefathers and our kings and our princes in the cities of Yehuda and the city streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food, and were well, and we saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, then we have lacked all things, and we've been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven, and when we poured out drink offerings to her, we also did make her cakes to worship her, and poured out drink offerings to her without our men? Then Jeremiah said to all the people, to the men and to the women and to all the people that had given him that answer, saying this: The incense that you burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your forefathers and your kings and your princes and the people of the land, did not Yahweh remember them? And did it not come into his mind so that Yahweh could no longer bear it because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations that you've committed? And for this reason is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse, and it is without inhabitant, just as it is this day, because you've burned incense, and because you've sinned against Yahweh, and you've not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. And for this reason is this evil happened to you as it is this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said to all the people and to all the women, Hear the word of Yahweh, all Yehudah that are in the land of Egypt. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, saying this, you and your wives have both spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hand by saying, we will truly perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings to her. You will surely accomplish your vows, and you will surely perform your vows. For therefore, hear the word of Yahweh, all Yehudah who dwell in the land of Egypt. Understand that I have sworn by my great name, says Yahweh, that my name will no more be named in the mouth of any man of Yehudah in all the land of Egypt, saying, the sovereign Yahweh lives. Understand, I will watch over them for evil and not for good, and all the men of Yehudah that are in the land of Egypt will be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there is an end of them. Still, a small number who escape the sword will return out of the land of Egypt to the land of Yehudah, and all the remnant of Yehudah that are gone into the land of Egypt to travel there will know whose words will stand, mine or theirs. And this will be a sign to you, says Yahweh, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words will surely stand against you for evil. Thus says Yahweh, understand that I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies and into the hand of those that seek his life, just as I gave Zedekiah, king of Yehudah, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, that sought his life. End of chapter